What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Beast Mode podcast. My name is Erin Bees. I am a wife, a mom, a military veteran, and I spent 13 and a half years in multi-level marketing, healed my way out, and now I'm using all of my social media platforms to educate and raise awareness around the dangers of multi-level marketing companies and the tactics used to try and recruit you. I don't want to say I'm excited, but this story was sent to me via email. I am going to read their horror story. It is a lot, but I think it's an important conversation to have. So here we go. Hey, Erin, I started Googling anti-MLM things and found you on YouTube and have been watching your videos for the past few weeks. I basically went down a rabbit hole, so I figured it's probably time to shoot you an email and tell you about my experience with Monet. I really don't even know where to start, so I'll just tell you some lowlights. That was cute. Of my experience. I first joined in an attempt to grow my postpartum hair and the product. To start as a market partner was more bang for my buck than buying products as a customer. Plus, as a new mom, I figured possibly making some money couldn't hurt, so I signed up as a market partner. And that, friends, is exactly the demographic that many of these people in MLM go after. The stay-at-home mom, you know, the postpartum hair loss, the postpartum weight loss, all of those things, those types of vulnerabilities is what they look for. The products actually did help with my hair, but that's probably the only beneficial thing that happened with Monet now that I look back on it. After 3 months in the company, I completed Smart Start, which gave me about a $1,700 check, and I was so excited. You guys, in my opinion, the reason that these companies have Smart Start programs, which is like the first 3, 4, 6 months that you join the company, is because they are trying to make it appear like you're going to make consistent money, and their income disclosures show us otherwise. But I really do think that they have these types of programs because they are trying to keep people in, like, look at the money that you can make. You did it so easy in your first few months. Now you're going to make even more. Just keep going. But as we'll see, as I continue to read this story, your check will decrease after that Smart Start period of time. Most companies have something like this, and it's just something to be aware of. At my 5-month mark, I hit MMB, which is the fifth rank, and my check was about $2,000. Again, super excited. However, I didn't maintain it because it requires 500 in personal sales, 5,000 in group sales, 4 active people under me, I'm assuming as market partners, and two of them needed to be the first rank MMP, which required 300 PV, 12,000 GV. So PV is personal volume, GV is group volume, and also 2 active people. So, moral of the story. I had a good start and was super excited to keep growing, but it never happened. I actually was demoted to the third rank, and my check started getting lower and lower and lower. $1,200, $1,000, $700, $400, all the way down to $37 one month. Now, on to the good stuff. I tried to confide in my upline about my struggles. I was a stay-at-home mom. Well, I still am. I run a personal training company from home as well. We love some personal trainers on this podcast. This is an LLC I hold, not another MLM. And I was struggling to take care of my 1-year-old, answer text messages, message people about the business, doing Zooms, just all the things that come along with MLMs that they don't tell you about before you start. Can we talk about that for a second? Because they definitely do not tell people about that when you are starting to sign up. typically you are going to see some sort of a lifestyle, a financial claim, a lifestyle post, financial claim, income claim, something along those lines, some weird flex, a vulnerability post on social media. You comment and all of a sudden they're in your inbox. They tag you in a video or they invite you to a Zoom. It all sounds fine and dandy, but they don't really tell you what kind of effort and time it's going to take to make any money. The FTC says that 99.7% of people in a multi-level marketing company either lose money or don't make any at all. I'm also in the podcast description going to put Monet's income disclosure statement in here so you guys can check out and kind of track where this gal was at within the company. Back to the story. She told me I needed to order some personal development books from Amazon and sent me links to buy them. I wonder if they were her associates link, meaning she earned a commission off of sharing the link with you. I'm just curious because that is something that is supposed to be disclosed. So that's interesting. It's also very interesting to me that her answer to your check coming down, and I'm not laughing at this person at all, but it's just, it's so ludicrous to me that these people are like, oh, you need to personally develop. It couldn't possibly be the business model, right? It couldn't possibly be the fact that you have to continuously recruit and then you get paid, or what they call leveraging, whatever, off of other people's time, energy, and effort. It couldn't possibly be that, right? I bought one. It was horrible and I wasted money. She told me to not listen to music at the gym, only to listen to motivational podcasts, and that I needed to, quote, fix my mindset, end quote. And I should look into going to therapy. What? Oh my God, how dare her? Let me find out who this is. Wow. And I should look into going to therapy if I couldn't get my mindset in order to grow my business. Basically telling me that I was the issue, not the company or the comp plan. First of all, to anybody that is feeling that way and is currently in an MLM or has felt that way in the past and you got out of the MLM, please know you are not the problem. It's not you. It's not, you know, they try to shame people like you're not working hard enough. You're not doing enough. When was the last time you were on a Zoom? When was the last time you attended an event? No, it's the business model. You guys are not the failure. The problem is the model. It's designed to have the top 1% or less, depending on the income disclosure statements, as the people that are making the most money. And it's because they got in early, they maybe had a large following, those types of things. They recruit a lot of people. That's how you make a lot of money in multi-level marketing, in my opinion. Not to mention, I constantly woke up to 100 plus messages in 4 to 5 different chats and was forced to say good morning in all of them. What? Also, we weren't able to say anything negative in these chats. If I ever sent a negative question or concern about the company or tried to tell the chat something that someone told me about Monet, my message was immediately deleted and I got a text from my upline saying, hey, don't put anything negative in the chat. We don't want to scare the new girls. What? Oh my God. First of all, I really find it hilarious that these people that are in an MLM, these leaders, if you will, I'm using that term loosely like I always do, when they say somebody asking a question about a product, the business, whatever, and it not being in full support of what they're doing is negative. That's not negative, friends. That's called critical thinking. And the fact that these companies and these leaders within this within multi-level marketing are basically discouraging critical thinking, yeah, that's a cult. Yikes. So this created the mentality of, oh, everything must be fine. No one's complaining, so no one's having any issues or hard times. No, they were. And they tried to talk about it with their team members, but their messages were deleted before anyone could read it. Essentially, we were all suffering in silence. And that is what we call information control. That is straight out of the BITE model. Later on, I was also getting frustrated with the late night Zoom calls, trying to make dinner while having my laptop on the counter with a Zoom meeting going. Our upline would always say, turn your camera on. There's no point in being on if I can't see you. That doesn't even make any sense. Pruvit does that too. And it's kind of like, I'm on the Zoom. You don't necessarily need to see my face. Like, what is this kindergarten? I don't understand. It makes no sense.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Meanwhile, I was in sweatpants in my kitchen with my baby making dinner, and I really didn't want my son's face on a Zoom with a bunch of strangers. Girl, I don't blame you one bit. Eventually, I started fighting with my husband because of these calls, because I was making time to get on them while he had been at work all day and he wanted to see me. I asked my upline if she could record the calls so I could watch them during the day when he's at work. Her reply was, if you don't take your business serious enough to show your face on a Zoom call, I'm definitely not recording for you. You probably won't even watch it. What? If this is your MLM horror story, I'm going to need you to tell me who this is, quietly, privately. I'm just curious. Wow. Very encouraging, right? Safe to say, I quickly got fed up with everything, and I actually decided to leave Monet after 2 long years and go to Q Sciences. Oh, girl. Oh, man. All of the girls in my chat congratulated me, told me they wished me success and the best of luck, and they looked forward to following my new journey, yada, yada, yada. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. They're not mad. This went better than I expected. After a week or two, I noticed my direct upline, who I used to talk to daily, hadn't responded to my stories on IG or anything like she used to. Turns out, she unfollowed me, and so did another team member, and another, and another. So I DM'd the upline to ask, you know, hey, what's the deal? You unfollowed me? She said, yeah, it's just business. Q people are just poaching Monet girls, and I don't want to be a part of it. No. What that basically means is that, and this is going to be painful for many people, when you're a leader in MLM, there's a certain kind of checklist. And the reason that some of these leaders are interacting in your stories or on your posts is because they want you to feel that you're seen. They want you to be like, oh my God, my leader commented on my latest post. Like, this is so exciting. They care. Meanwhile, it's just, they're checking the box off of their list of DMOs for the day to make sure that you keep working. Oh, I know that stings. It's coming from love, friends. Meanwhile, our entire relationship had been personal. She knew my son. She sent me gifts for ranking up. I knew about her boyfriend trouble. I sent her Christmas gifts, all the things. But as soon as I went to a better opportunity, I'm gonna say better loosely. And I would be able to show you that it's not better if Q Sciences had an income disclosure statement. But they don't. However, stay tuned because she's about to tell you how Q Sciences is not better. But as soon as I went to a better opportunity, she was done with me. And apparently forgot my character because she thought I'm going to poach people. I really feel like there's a lot of people that kind of project, meaning if she went to a new opportunity, she absolutely would poach from her previous team. And I think that's why she reacted the way that she did. Of course, just my opinion. After that incident, it just got me thinking, if I even like network marketing at all, or if it's just all fake because people are relying on you for sales. Since then, I've taken a step back from Q Sciences and haven't even worked at all. And I've been watching your videos on YouTube like crazy. I love that you took a step back. I love that you started questioning. I love that you are using critical thinking and going, hang on a second, what's going on here? I think that is one of the most important things that you can do if you're in an MLM is to pause, skip a Zoom, skip the team training and really sit and ask yourself what you're participating in. It's tough, but it's worth it. I also found out after I joined Q Sciences that you're basically required to spend $150 to $170 monthly to stay active, which is about 100 PV, even though they beat around the bush and don't tell you that until you're already quote unquote in. So that was cool. And then she put asterisk eye roll, asterisk. So you're basically losing money for months until you hit a high enough rank to make a profit. Yeah. And you know who's making a profit off of the quote unquote lower ranks in Q Sciences that are paying that $150 to $170 a month? The upline. Mm-hmm. Tell me it's a pyramid scheme without telling me it's a pyramid scheme. Basically, I'm kind of over everything at this point, and I'm looking at completely different options for online income. I love that so much. Just wanted to share my story since I saw to email you at the bottom of your YouTube videos and say thank you for creating the content you do. Unfortunately, most people only see the shell of network marketing and don't know the whole truth until they're in it. And I agree with you. And typically it's already too late. They're already experiencing the sunk cost fallacy. And it's like, okay, well, if I just pay this, if I just do this, you know, it's going to pay off in the end. It's not going to pay off in the end. That's why the statistics and data show it like it is. Thank you for reading. And of course, I'm going to always keep you anonymous. So, wow. Yeah, I really feel like Q Sciences is, I mean, they're all shady in my opinion. They all are built upon the same business model where recruiting, you're going to make more money versus the sale of any product. And I think that this shows that. I think that Q Sciences is super shady. They've been in business for like 10 years and they don't have an income disclosure statement. And I think there's a very real reason why they don't. I believe that they don't want people to see that only the top of the people are making any kind of money. I think that if we were to see an income disclosure statement, that's exactly what it would show. And the sad part is that people that are in Q Sciences are paying that $150 to $170 every single month on products, and they're literally operating in the red. So if you're in an MLM right now, if you're in Q Sciences, if you're in Monet, whatever, any business is going to do a profit and loss statement. And the reason that they do that is to see if they're making a profit or if they are operating in a loss. Obviously, if they're in a loss, they're going to make changes so that they are in the green again, meaning profiting. So if you are in an MLM and you're quietly listening, please know, do a profit and loss statement. I know you're tracking your expenses. I know you're tracking everything. You can Google profit and loss statement. There's generic forms. There's all kinds of stuff, you guys. Do a profit and loss statement. Because I would venture to say that the majority of you are operating at a loss and have been for quite some time because of the old saying, well, it's a tax write-off. The bottom line is money coming in versus money going out. So there you have it. That is another MLM horror story from Monet to Q Sciences. Still stand firm and do not join an MLM. You will lose yourself. You will lose time, energy, creativity, time with your family, money, and it's just not worth it. Do a little bit of research, start your own legitimate business, or work a job where you get paid for your time, where you, if you're in a full-time position, you get benefits and you go home at night and you get to be with your family or do whatever it is that you want to do without having to be married to an MLM quote-unquote business. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.